does the lack of reach trying to do to this team?
I mean, it's going to slow him down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know, he the type of running back that he if you let him get going, you know what I'm saying, he could cause some havoc. You know what I'm saying? And with him being out, it's kind of – that's a plus for us, but it's not, you know what I'm saying, a negative for them. You know what I mean? And, you know, that guy that they got coming in, he pretty good. You know, we've been watching film on him, and, you know, we're going to have to – we got to respect him going in, you know what I'm saying? So our main focus is, regardless of Drew's in or not, we got to stop the run.
What kind of success do you think you can have against the Jaguars team that's given up 20 sacks, I think, already this year?
Well, I mean, we could do just as good as we want to if we go in with the right mindset, you know what I'm saying? If we go in and do what we do, you know what I'm saying, rush the passer. Well, first off, we got to stop the run first, you know what I mean, to get to that rushing the passer. So we go in and stop the run, and, you know, we have all the opportunities to get after the quarterback.
Defensively, I think we need to pick up from last week. I don't know if we're building off momentum. If you were to say maybe a couple weeks ago, maybe, I don't know. But I don't think we had – I think we had some mistakes, myself included, obviously. We need to just continue to play better and continue to try and play at a high level.
Obviously, you're constantly working on growing as a player. It seems like you've done a lot better protecting your run assignments this year. Is that an accurate assessment?
Say that again?
Your run assignments. It seems like you've been a lot better protecting your gaps and your lanes this year. Is that something you've noticed as well?
I don't know. I think for the most part, we've tried to do our jobs to the best ability. Obviously, last week we didn't do as well in one particular run. Obviously, one was a touchdown. But, I mean, just things happen. They're elite athletes on the other side of the ball, so got to take in consideration with that, and that you can't discount them for what they do. But, we can definitely tighten up and get better.
But you as an individual, it seems like you've gotten better against the run this year.
I pride myself in the run. Since I was in high school, I've always wanted to be a run stopper, always wanted to get TFLs, and that's just kind of where I am. And I like that. I like being able to transition from playing the run real well and then getting into the pass.
I know that you guys want to stop the run, but without Maurice Jones-Drew, do you maybe give a little more emphasis on Gabbard instead of stopping the run, or do you
You approach it the same way, no matter what. I mean, this team is one that can definitely scare you. I consider them very similar to how we went into the Tennessee game, and that we can't take any team lightly, no matter what their record may be showing, no matter what previous games that they've shown that they've struggled in or whatever. Every Sunday is a new Sunday, and you got to be able to prepare and understand what they have at hand. They may be losing, may not have one of their best running backs, but that guy's in the league for a reason.
What about the idea that you guys are really finishing games now? How good of a feeling is that?
That's what you have to do. I mean, if you want to get into the playoffs and you want to continue to play and be in the contention in January, you got to learn how to finish games. Games aren't won in the first, second, or third quarter. They're won in the last quarter, unless you obviously take care of business in the third. But I mean, in the earlier part of the game. But you still got to be able to finish and maintain and not allow anything else to happen to have to do anything during the fourth quarter.
After 1-3 start to the season, how important or appropriate is this team to be back at the 500 mark or have a chance to be back at the 500 mark after some of these games?
Every game is important. I mean, whether it's getting us back to 500, whether it's getting us to 3-4, every single game is important, and we got to take it that way. We put ourselves in a hole, and we need to continue to crawl back out of it. But every single game is important. Even if I think we were 4-5 or 5-4, whatever it could have been, we just need to continue to play well, and because each game helps us to reach our goals.
If you didn't step in front of Lawrence Jackson, what would happen there?
If I wouldn't have stepped in front of Lawrence Jackson, I couldn't tell you because I didn't allow it to happen. I wasn't in his head, but I mean, that was the whole point of that. It was something that happened, that it's unfortunate. That's what offensive linemen like to do, especially when some are coached that way. But I mean, I wasn't going to take the opportunity to let him retaliate, because I mean, who knows what could have happened.